Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you again, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We're now joined by Gina Bon Jovi, a business attorney in Las Vegas. She's going to talk about the top mistakes that business owners make. She has this is a real soapbox issue for her, I know, and she always has a lot of funny, interesting stories about mistakes that clients have made and how she's fixed them. So, Gina, thanks a lot for being on the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. So give us everyone, you know, we always start with give us a little bit of your background and how you got to where you're at today. So fill us in a little bit about your path to being a business attorney.
Well, I didn't ever really want to be a lawyer when I grew up. And 2 years into law school, I decided I really didn't want to be a lawyer. So I enrolled in the MBA program at UNLV in the dual JD MBA program. And in that program, I had the opportunity to start a business, and I could not, for the life of me, find an attorney to help a small business get started. And it seemed that there was really nobody serving the gap between, you know, what was at that time prepaid legal and giant firms at $500 an hour. So having an undergraduate degree in marketing, you didn't have to beat me over the head with a 2x4 for me to understand that there was a very big underserved market. So I decided to open my practice and devote it exclusively to serving startups and small businesses.
Good, got it. So that's really your focus. Those would be your ideal clients. You know, paint a little bit clearer picture of who your people are. Who you're really focusing on helping.
I mean, my people range from, it's all, you know, business owners. They range from people just with an idea percolating in their head, kind of wanting to flesh it out, see how feasible it is, to people who've been running their companies for decades who are, you know, have things that keep them up at night and want to have, you know, I call myself the consigliere to business owners, just someone to help guide them, keep them out of trouble, try to keep them out of court as much as possible, whenever possible, you know, and help them just continue running their business.
Wow. Yeah, and consigliere, there's no Italian reference there with your last name, right? That's just a coincidence, correct?
Yeah, none whatsoever.
Okay, got it. So fill us in a little bit about some of the things that you do. What are some of the services you provide? What makes you unique compared to other attorneys and other law firms, would you say?
Well, we try to work on kind of preventive medicine. A lot of attorneys work in crisis mode. You know, they are, I say, doing, you know, open heart surgery in the back of an ambulance, and it's expensive, and working in crisis mode is never ideal. So we try to be more the, you know, personal trainer, nutritionist, you know, yep, advising business owners as they go and trying to get out ahead of problems. One of the things we're seeing a lot lately is the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation doing audits on businesses, and what they're really trying to uncover is misclassification of employees and independent contractors, which is a huge issue, not only on the federal level with the IRS, but also at the state level. And they're, you know, looking for their uncaptured revenue. So when clients call me after they've gotten one of those audit letters, there's not a whole heck of a lot I can do besides warn them, you know, give them a heads up on what is going to happen in the audit. But if I just actually met with a client yesterday who is worried about it. He knows he's misclassifying people, so he wants to get out ahead of it and, you know, make sure everybody's classified properly. So if he does ever get that letter, you know, he'll be prepared. That's the situation I really like working in, is how can we review what you're doing, check out all your contracts, make sure you're in compliance, and close any gaps in liability that could lead to, you know, lawsuits or, you know, hiccups down the road.
It's really a theme. Our last guest was talking about healthcare in that regard, and almost every other guest that I've had, it's trying to get that message across to business owners that the best thing that you can do is slow down, plan ahead, review ahead of time, don't rush. It sounds like a common theme, but I mean, if you could get someone that will do that and talk to you ahead of time, it's going to save them a lot of time and hassle, correct?
Absolutely. And I was chuckling as I was listening to the previous guest, thinking, you know, preaching to the choir, the same, you know, get those plans in place prior to, but I totally get it. You know, when you start a business and you are particularly in these times, you know, for new businesses that we're starting, a lot of new businesses we're starting out of necessity. People are being laid off because of the downturn, and they, you know, had to figure out a way to make a living to feed their families. And so put their heads down and they plow through and really haven't looked up in order to get the right things in place and get their contracts in order and make sure that their, you know, employee issues are addressed and things like that. But they've just kind of gone 90 miles an hour trying to make ends meet. But it seems like things, I mean, I don't know what your experience is in your business, but it seems like things are turning around a little bit. People are finally starting to slow down. They've built some momentum in their businesses and they're finally thinking, okay, now I need to get kind of my ducks in a row.
Yeah, there's no question that I think that either we've hit a new normal or things are getting better, one of the two, and thank God for that. But I think that there's a bigger issue there that's been around for a long time, and I think that many businesses were started by, say, a plumber who was a great plumber and said, I don't need to be working for this guy that I'm working for. I'm a better plumber than he is, but doesn't realize that being a great plumber has nothing to do with running a plumbing business. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's one of the things that, and, you know, people, there are so many people like that who are great technicians, and oftentimes they don't know who to go to for help. It's not that they don't want, I mean, there are definitely the market out there that they just don't want the help. They'll do it on their own and they'll wing it for better or worse. But then there's definitely, you know, people just don't know where to go. They don't know who to ask. They don't know who to trust. They don't know what advisors to enlist, you know. So I always advise business owners, surround yourself with a team. I mean, it's kind of like the president. The president isn't good at everything, so he surrounds himself with a cabinet. All
yeah,
these experts
right.
that are, you know, much better at, you know, their area of expertise than the president, and he relies on them to advise them. I mean, it's the same thing with the business owner.
There's no question. So I know that one way that you differentiate yourself is you give back a lot to the community. What are some of the causes and organizations that you're involved in that not only help you meet business owners, but really give back to the community that you serve as well?
Well, from kind of a business perspective, I'm a UNLV grad three times over, so I'm involved with what's called the Rebel Business Network. I'm on their planning committee. I'm actually just submitted my application to be on the UNLV Alumni Association board. I'm very involved with the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce. I was the chair of Vegas Young Professionals for 2 years, and now I'm co-chairing the collegiate committee for Vegas Young Professionals. And then as far as, you know, more community-focused things, I helped get the Southern Nevada Affiliate of Dress for Success up and running. I'm also a very passionate animal lover, and so I help get Vegas Shepherd Rescue started, and I also sit on their board and provide them with pro bono legal counsel. Also, I was counsel for Center for Creative Therapeutic Arts, where they do music therapy.
Wow.
For handicapped people. And then I also started another nonprofit, helped start another nonprofit called Working Canine Rescue. And what they do is pull animals from the shelters that aren't really fit to be family pets. You know, some animals just have a high drive, and so he turns them into bomb dogs, drug dogs, and police dogs. So that's kind of where my passion lies with the pups.
And somewhere in between, you have time to help clients. Holy cow, you're a busy woman. I you know, follow your social media posts, as you know, and always love your stories of clients that have unwittingly got themselves into challenges. Can you share a couple of stories with our listeners that have been recent stories that have been unfortunate for the business owner, but you've been the white on the night horse and knight on the white horse, sorry, and have come to the rescue to fix that?
Yeah, Well, I've gotten, again, the trick is to get out ahead of the problem. So I had a trademark issue, I had a client who hadn't really checked out the name or done a search on the name he wanted to use for his product. And he ended up sinking about $50,000 into branding and marketing and labeling of his products. He actually got his products on the shelf at one of the big box warehouse stores, which was a huge accomplishment for a small family-owned business, here in Vegas. Well, having not done a preliminary search to make sure that the name wasn't taken, he actually ended up infringing on the trademark of a giant company who basically stomped them into submission. So he had to pull all the products off the shelves. He lost the contract with the warehouse store. He had to relabel, rebrand all of his, it was basically, a couple of years worth of work and a couple hundred thousand dollars out the window.
Oh my God.
On that.
So the lesson is?
The lesson just, to consult with someone first before you're making decisions like that, and particularly trademark things. Trademark issues can be so sticky where even if it doesn't appear that there's, something confusingly similar, to the reasonable person is confusingly similar, and you just don't want to sink all that money into something that might not be approved or might not work.
No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, and then probably, and I know you and I have had conversations about this all the time, and I'm sure it comes up in your business too, is just people going into business together and not putting anything in writing.
Ah.
And unfortunately, decades probably ago, a couple decades ago, it was okay to do business on a handshake, and people, my word is my bond actually meant something. And nowadays, it just, unfortunately and dishearteningly, it just doesn't. And so not putting something like that in writing, I've just seen... I saw one guy, his partner just, emptied out the bank account. It pulled all the money out of the account in a cashier's check, an untraceable cashier's check, without an operating agreement. The bank had no reason to say no to the partner who was pulling all the money out of the account. And then the guy disappeared. And so the company folded, within about 48 hours. And it was a successful, company. And so I just see those kinds of things happen all the time, and it's really, really a bummer.
So we always try and give our listeners tips and ideas and strategies and precautions that can really keep them out of those sorts of trouble or help them thrive. So when you think about your people, if you could sit them down and talk to them and say anything that you want, what would be some tips or strategies or precautions that you would give that startup or newer business owner to keep them out of trouble?
Well, one of the things is definitely, just like I said, surround yourself with the right advisors and delegate your weaknesses. I can, for example, do my bookkeeping. I absolutely can. I, have two business degrees. I took enough accounting classes in my life, but I don't enjoy it. I'm not good at it. Therefore, I'm not good at it. So I delegate it. And I think when business owners, they can take a step back and determine whether it's something they are not good at or whether it's just something they don't enjoy. Find somebody who likes it and gets paid for it and take that off your plate so you can focus on something that's, more revenue generating or, marketing wise or whatever it is. So I'd say number one, surround yourself with the right advisors, and ask for advice. Don't be afraid, to ask for directions in even some of the minor decisions. A lot of times my clients will, come to me and they'll say, they had a lawyer before who would bill hourly and they didn't want to make a phone call to ask a question and then get the $500 bill in the mail. So they just would wing it. And then it's, quadruple that amount to unravel, a bad decision. Sometimes it's just that why we're different. We don't bill for phone calls and emails. We have flat fees for most everything we do. We've got monthly retainers. We don't bill hourly unless we absolutely have to, because our clients can't budget. Nobody can budget for an hourly rate. Nobody knows. And it breeds inefficiency. And don't get me on my soapbox about how broken the legal profession is and the billable hour being part of that.
I wouldn't get you on that. I wouldn't get you onto that. We'd have to do a whole other show. I know. But no, that's great, Gina, and I appreciate that, and I hope our listeners take that advice. If they want to do that with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can certainly call. Our number is 702-485-1200. They'll talk to Christina, our assistant. She's amazing. And we've got a nice little, boutique firm going now. I've got an associate and a couple of paralegals, so we should be able to, head off any troubles that most of the business owners face. There's trouble around every corner, so we try to head those off.
Well, and that's really it. If you're thinking it's time to get proactive and really look at what I don't know about my legal situation, and I'm ready to sit down before trouble happens, give Gina a call. And likewise, I know that if you've gotten into a dispute, or you've got a lease that's tricky, or a landlord situation, or any real business matter that arises, give Gina's office a call. And that number again, Gina, was
702-485-1200.
485-1200. So, Gina, thanks so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving our listeners some good sound advice that hopefully will keep them out of trouble. So we look forward to having you back on the show, and have a good weekend. So we're going to take a break. We're going to have Heath Franzen on next, who's an exit planner, who's got a dynamic topic that you're going to want to listen to. So let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll bring on Heath Franzen. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.